Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Hi, this is Tom from the Sky Family. Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. We're glad you could join us today. Now, to answer the question about Christians reverting to old covenant living, we're going to continue our study of the book of Hebrews, where we have a great distinction drawn between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. We're studying Hebrews chapter 9 today. In this chapter, the writer of Hebrews is describing how the high priest enters once a year into the Holy of Holies and offers sacrifice for the sins of the people. But in verse 9, it says, "Accordingly, both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make the worshiper perfect in conscience." In this verse, it says that the sacrifices can't make a person perfect in conscience, and that's because it only affects the outward man and not the inward man or the heart of man. If you recall from the last lesson, the old covenant, though it made a way for forgiveness, had no effect on the heart. If you missed that lesson and would like to hear it, just Google Skies Revival Radio and look under Lesson 48. And so the people came before the priest year by year, but then went back to life as usual. Their hearts were not changed, so that they still loved all the things of the world and sought worldly treasure. It was an outward conformity that had no bearing on their heart. This is the biggest distinction between the Old Covenant and the New. There is an outward conformity that does not have an effect on the heart. And so we are continually reverting back to Old Covenant living. That is, we can be careful to observe whatever outward regulations our church imposes on us, whatever is acceptable in that particular circle, but it doesn't have the slightest effect on the motives of our heart. So we can have all kinds of requirements, some very outlandish requirements even, and men are geniuses for adding to the law and majoring on things that should be minor. And we can conform to all these things, but it means nothing at the heart level. The church I was raised in was very strict. Other churches have an outward conformity in dress or in appearance. Others would restrict the observance of holidays. It's different in all different circles. For many churches, there's a conformity in worship, our worship style, whether it's very quiet or very boisterous. And we can conform to that outward form of worship, but inwardly, we are still full of the love of the world and the passions of the flesh and all the desires of the world. And now we are even taught that God will gratify all the desires and all the desires of the flesh, and that we can and should have the acclaim of men, money, and power. So how could it be anything else but that the church is filled with all carnality, all the while being very confident that they have fulfilled the requirements of being a Christian? They have filled the requirements of whatever outward observance is deemed important in our particular church. Please keep in mind, I'm not making an assessment of the various distinctions between different churches. I'm merely saying that we can have an outward observance, and yet our hearts can be very far from God. This is old covenant living. This is old covenant lifestyle. There is no effect on the desires of the heart. But we see as we read further in chapter 9 that the old covenant was in force only until a time of reformation. Quote, "Since they relate only to food and drink and various washings and regulations for the body imposed until a time of reformation." And then in verse 11 it says, "But when Christ appeared as the high priest of the good things to come, he entered through the greater, more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, That is to say, not of this creation. Christ appeared as the true high priest, and he would have nothing to do with outward appearance. He would have nothing to do with sham religion. He would have nothing to do with the look of religion that wasn't from the heart. He smashed the hypocrisy of the church in his day. Listen to the boldness of Jesus when he walked right past the ceremonial washing bowl to have lunch with the Pharisees. He walked right by it. He would have nothing to do with their outward observances. He plucked grain on the Sabbath. He healed on the Sabbath. He courageously stood and confronted the priests that their observance was hollow, that it was fake. It was fake religion. It was all external, but inwardly they were full of the love of money and all lust. So Jesus entered into the true tabernacle once for all time, and by his blood purchased our redemption. Not an outward redemption, as if a man might be pardoned on death row, but an inward redemption where the laws of God become written on the hearts of the redeemed. The old covenant, by the sprinkling of animal blood, cleansed the flesh or the outward man, but it did not affect the heart. The new covenant through the blood of Jesus cleanses our heart and makes us new creatures. Hebrews 9:14 says, "How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?" Now, when it says the new covenant will cleanse your conscience from dead works to serving the living God, what does that mean? What are the dead works? Well, I'm glad you asked. The dead works are all the different ways that we conform to the appearance of being a Christian while inwardly we still have all the desires of the world. And believe me, we are geniuses for doing this. And God has done away with this. He will have nothing to do with the appearance of Christianity. And the same anger he displayed toward the religious leaders of his day, he has toward every outward form of Christianity that does not involve the heart. The new covenant is about baptizing our heart so that we love to walk in conformity to his law. We love to. We walk after the Lord because we want to. This is the heart of the difference between the old covenant and the new. The old covenant restricted people by the law. It had an outward conformity that the people fought against because they didn't like it. They wanted to do their own thing. The new covenant gives us a new heart that wants to walk in obedience, that loves to walk in obedience, that loves the things of God, the laws of God, the ways of God, and their greatest joy is when they succeed in obeying God in the attitude of their heart and in their outward behavior. This is the sign of a new covenant relationship with Jesus, that we want to please him and we want to do what is right. But as I said, the Lord will have nothing to do with an outward appearance of Christianity if your heart is far from him. If you are in church and your mind is somewhere else, if your mind is on the game that afternoon or what you're going to do with the day, or it's on your lunch or your dinner plans, or it's on something other than on God, you might as well stay home. God is not fooled by the appearance of your body at the church if your mind is far away. Of course, that's not to say that everyone isn't momentarily distracted. We all are distracted by times. But we are to be taking every thought captive and directing it towards the Lord. If we're going to put our body in church, we should try to put our mind in church as well. This is New Covenant. If you're sitting in church or you're going through the motions of worship, but your thoughts are far away, thinking about all of the things of the world, this is what I'm talking about. This is an outward expression of worship, but inwardly there's no change. And the Lord will not have any of this. It's just as well for you to be someplace else. If your body is going to be in church and your heart is on all the things of the world or on all the pressures of the day, you might as well just stay home. Your body being in church does not make the heart of God glad. Your heart being in church, seeking Him with all earnestness, this makes the heart of God glad. So all outward expressions of worship through praise, conferences, books, teachings, meetings, concerts, and youth gatherings are contemptible to God if our hearts are in love with the world. If our heart and our thoughts are on the things of the world and we love the things of the world. If we spend 3 days at a conference and then spend our time seeking all the pastimes, the security, and the thrills of the world, well, that conference is meaningless to God. When we go to church or to concerts and praise God enthusiastically, it means very little to God if our hearts are full of the love of the world. Until we get to the point of total surrender so that God becomes our all in all, the one that we want more than anything else in the world, we're not even New Covenant Christians. We've not even entered the New Covenant, because the New Covenant is only about the heart. It's not about outward observances. It's about inward observances, inwardly conforming to the beautiful laws of God. And it makes no provision for the flesh. In fact, it says that we'll lose everything if we follow the Lord. We'll be hated by all, that we'll endure all type of trial and tribulation. But when that true sanctifying work takes hold of us, when we truly enter the New Covenant, wow, we don't need anything of this world. We don't care about it. When the New Covenant takes hold of us, the pastimes and the pursuit of the world becomes empty and meaningless. It has no hold over us. The love of God from the heart takes over everything. When the New Covenant takes hold, there is no longer a desire for the world, so our worship becomes genuine instead of just outward. We love God, and we worship Him because we really love Him. And now we are worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, not outwardly while our hearts are still in the world, but in spirit and in truth. And this is how we can so easily and so often fall into old covenant living. We can have an appearance of loving God, but our heart is actually loving the world. But when we become true New Covenant Christians, now we have the substance of our religion, which is Jesus Himself. As our heart is cleansed to love Him more than the world, to love Him more than anything, now we begin to greatly long to see Him. And when that happens, there is the most wonderful promise that applies to us. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. So Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, shall appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin to those who eagerly await Him. That means as we enter a true new covenant relationship with Jesus to where He becomes the love of our life and we follow after Him because we love Him, because His laws have been written on our heart, as we long to see Him, we find that when He comes, He will not make any mention of our stumblings. Isn't that a great relief? Isn't that a great promise? He will not chide us or remember all of our many failings, all of our many faults. He will not even mention it. He will come without reference to sin for those whose hearts are fixed on Him. Those whose hearts have been made new that love Him, even in their weakness and their stumbling, He will make no reference to sin when He sees them. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we don't want to have any sham religion. We don't want to look like a Christian while our heart is still in the world. We don't want to be anything other than a real, thorough Christian, one that loves You more than anything. We ask You to make us into new covenant Christians. New covenant Christians, where Your law is written on our hearts. We're not fighting against it. We're serving You because we want to serve You. We're following Your ways because we love Your ways. Lord, may Your new covenant relationship take a grip on every heart, each person who is listening today. Lord, may You take hold of us in a new way that we would become full of life and joy and the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.
Great light, and those who dwell in dark depression. expression. The light, it will shine, shine on them. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
For a child will be born, born to us. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, to peace and to His government.